KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. A Shenandoah man was sentenced Thursday to life in prison in connection with the July 2009 death of 29-year-old Holly Durbin of Shenandoah. The Daily Nonpareil says 4th District Judge Timothy O'Grady also ordered 34-year-old Brian Davis to pay court costs in the case, make restitution for his court-appointed attorneys, and pay $150,000 to either the estate of Holly Durbin or her heirs. In a February bench trial, O'Grady found Davis guilty of first-degree murder in Durbin's July 18, 2009 death. Durbin was found with a shotgun wound to her head in the couple's bedroom of the farmhouse where they lived, about 4 miles south of Shenandoah on U.S. Highway 59. Prosecutors have said Durbin's death was a homicide staged to look like a suicide. Davis's attorneys maintain that Durbin killed herself. Davis was transported to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Oakdale, where he will begin his sentence immediately. He has the right to appeal the sentence within 30 days. And before the sentencing in Fremont County Courthouse, defense attorneys Eric Nelson, Joseph Reedy, and Michael Hooper filed a motion for a new trial, which Judge O'Grady denied. Law enforcement officers from across Iowa and as far south as Missouri converged on Audubon Thursday evening to participate in memorial services for a canine who died from injuries he suffered during an accident, while he and his partner were responding to help Cass County deputies with an incident on Interstate 80. About a dozen canine handlers assembled in the Audubon Memorial Building to pay tribute to canine Harry, who was euthanized on March 28th. Everyone in uniform saluted when Harry's urn was brought into the room and placed on the table that held pictures of he and his partner, along with an American flag folded in a triangle. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson acknowledged the presence of Harry's fellow canine officers and their handlers.
As you can see, the dogs here are ready to go to work, aren't they? They're
Johnson mentioned the Audubon County Sheriff's Department canine program started in 1993 with donations from the public. The county has had three canines since then, the cost of which has been paid for through drug forfeitures. Harry came to the department in 2010 as a one-year-old.
Harry was exceptional in narcotic detection. Instead of biting and scratching, when he would find narcotics, like most canines would do, Harry would sit and look at his handler and then at the location where the drugs are at. I would always joke and say, it looked like he was telling his handlers, hey, down here. I've been told that a canine is just a well-trained pet. I'm here to tell you, Harry was no pet.
Sheriff Johnson said that Harry was a headstrong and intelligent canine who was responsible for numerous drug busts, the recovery of more than $270,000 in drug money, and numerous arrests. He said he also had his mischievous side.
One night on patrol, somehow, Harry pulled his handler's coat through the bars. As they're on patrol driving around, unbeknownst to the handler, that is, of course. When they got stopped and the handler went to get Harry out of the car, his nice, fairly expensive winter coat was missing sleeves. A short time prior, I had given Harry a short ride, and he redesigned my winter coat by giving it air holes.
After Cass County Deputy Kyle Quist, himself a canine trainer and handler, spoke about the way the animals become a part of the deputies' families, Harry's partner, Audubon County Deputy Sean Young, tearfully read from the canine promise.
My eyes are your eyes, to watch and protect you and yours. My ears are your ears, to hear and detect evil minds in the dark. My nose is your nose, to scent the invader of your domain, and so you may live, and my life is also yours.
He concluded by calling into Audubon County Dispatch one final time that Harry's tour of duty had ended.
Audubon 5-6.
Go ahead, 5-6.
This is the final call for Canine Harry, end of watch, March 28th, 2015,
1042. Okay.
In our funeral announcements, Edward John Miller, age 86, of Portsmouth, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Edward Miller will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerome Shorty Rodercus, age 87, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Shorty Rodercus will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Manila. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bill Luzatter, age 82, of Atlantic, died March 25th in Omaha. Memorial services for Bill Luzatter will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Melvin Hodge, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Melvin Hodge will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marney. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Philip James Cullen, age 79, of Wyota, died March 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Phil Cullen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Arthur Arter, age 82, of Adair, died April 3rd in Des Moines. Funeral services for Arthur Arter will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Gene Stahl, age 61, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Gene Stahl will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jackie Stein, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A prayer service for Jackie Stein will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernal Gregerson, age 83, of Walnut, died Tuesday in Griswold. Funeral services for Bernal Gregerson will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Bill Overturf, age 71, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Monday at Caring Acres in Anita. Services for Bill Overturf will be held at a later date. Visitation with his family will be this Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Betty Boyk, age 84, of Messina, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. No services will be held at this time for Betty Boyk. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has the arrangements. And Tim Fay, age 67, of Corning, died Tuesday. Services for Tim Fay are pending with the Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.